About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show, no judgment. I'm going to talk to someone in a moment, anonymous if they choose to be. Phones are full right now with people that have different fetishes. And whoever we select for this round of Bet Your Fet will be on the line to win some tickets to go see Evanescence on Saturday at the Kia Forum. We will get you into that show. And yes, that is the exact same place, the exact same band you saw at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, but perhaps you missed it, or you forgot about it already because it's been a few months. A lot of stuff's been going on, so we will get you into the show this Saturday. And sounds like we've been sending a lot of people to a lot of things. In fact, I feel like a lot of tickets we gave away last year are all starting to happen now. All of these events, as we get into Jason, you know, Johnny's going to be checking in a little bit later this morning from the chopper high above to let us know about the Jason Report, all the fun events happening in Southern California between the months of...
And why chopper?
July. I'm not exactly sure why he's in the chopper, but he wanted to be in the chopper, so...
There was some reason why...
I don't.
It was a Jason chopper.
He was going to check in from the Jason chopper and tell us, like, he wants to see all the events happening between now and November, I guess.
And he's being a chopper for that?
There was a reason. I can't remember.
I can't remember the reason either, but it seemed very important, though.
Hmm.
Johnny, are you up in the chopper right now?
Here's what's going on in Jason with me, Postmaster Johnny. So in July, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is about to play a free show at the Roxy Theater with his cover band, The Cover-Ups.
This
it's
makes
be
no
happening
sense with
July
no
20th.
Sound effect.
Good luck getting tickets. Remember, this event is free, so it's probably going to be sold out by the time you hear this. In August, Just Like Heaven
so
Fest is going down.
A helicopter.
And it doesn't sound like a helicopter.
You know how hard it was to find a helicopter noise on YouTube also?
I can tell you it's not hard.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Yeah. They have a lot of war helicopters.
I thought you're actually in a chopper. What do you mean a sound effect on YouTube? You didn't actually go into a chopper for this? Sounds like a bunch of guys are jerking on Johnny's face.
Just Like Heaven Fest is going down at Brookside at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And my favorite band of all time, The Strokes, are headlining
a
bunch of other artists to get you.
A lot of strokes happening right there. I mean, that is incredibly distracting. I don't know one thing you've even said.
How about I do like an underwater one next time?
No.
Indie sleaze mood. That's happening August 22nd. And then in September, you have Ohana Fest, which is going down on the 29th. And it's
kind of just doing the concert calendar, which they already do on the station, and it's a lot more easy to understand.
And there's no helicopter in the back.
Yeah, just Megan telling about events happening.
Megan Holiday with a helicopter.
So sick because Pearl Jam's going to be headlining. Pixies are going to be there. And, of course, Fontaine's DC is going to be there. And it's going to be so sick. It's going to be on a beach. I can't wait for September. And then in October, you got Halloween, which is falling on a Saturday this year. And, of course, hopefully the Dodgers are in the World Series by then, too, which they should be because they got a killer record right now. And that's all for now in Jason.
So you did
J-So. All right. Well, there you have it. J-So.
couldn't get to
a November event.
The helicopter crash.
Yeah, well, there you have it. That's Johnny. That is, wow.
My helicopter had to go refuel for November, so I couldn't do that.
It's a Jason report from K-Rock. All right. So anyway, one of the events, I guess, that is happening in Jason is this Evanescence concert on Saturday. And we'd love to get you into it right now if we pick up your phone call right now for Bet Your Fet.
Bet Your Fet.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna guess your fetish. What do you like your sex with? Bet Your Fet.
Your Fet.
We're gonna guess your fetish. I bet you like grannies.
Oh. All right, let me just say hi, because there's a lot of anonymous people, so I don't even know if these are guys or girls calling. You're anonymous. Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
You're a woman? Okay, that's interesting. Anonymous as well.
Who do you like your sex with?
You're another anonymous caller? Are you a man or woman, anonymous?
I'm a man.
A man, anonymous? Okay. Once again, you can say your name. It's not the end of the world, but I understand why you'd want to be anonymous. We are doing a live radio show now that has more than three or four people listening. So as a result, perhaps someone hears this and goes, I know that person. And I think people, for the most part, they don't really share their... It's weird. I feel like people don't share their fetishes until they fully commit to them, and then they're, like, fully entrenched in them.
Yeah, well, once you dive into the deep end, it's like, why
Right.
Why get out of it?
It's never been easier probably now than ever before to connect with other people that are like, you're a popper, I'm a balloon popper. Let's get together and pop some balloons naked.
It's never been easier to find your community.
So, all right, let's say hi to, listen, once again, I don't know what the fetish is. We're going to ask you some questions. Let me say good morning to Anonymous. I want us to give out the area code, but I feel like that would give them away. Hi, you are on K-Rock. We're going to pick you for Bet Your Fet. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, I don't know anything about you or your fetish. Allie's got some rapid-fire questions. You're going to answer them as quickly as you possibly can. And then we are going to all lock in our predictions based on the limited information we have about you. But before we even get to the questions, this is a fetish you've had for a while, or it's a recent fetish?
It was established 22 years ago when I was 16.
Okay, so you have a very specific memory of discovering this.
Very, very specific.
And is this fetish incorporated in all of your, is this something that would happen every time you would get have sex?
It's specific to this one individual. Mm. And she's not the only individual that I've been with over the course of the 22 years, but she's the only one that I've ever done this with and am going to do it with today.
Today?
Oh, you're going to do it today?
Yep, today. Whoa. Yeah, I'm on my way to it right now. Yep.
Whoa.
Getting paid for this? What the heck?
Yeah, is this cost you money to do this or no?
Just the gas. No.
That's your fetish? Just the gas?
It does cost me about $2.50. It does cost me $2.50, yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm intrigued.
$2. What can you get for $2.50 anyway?
All right. Allie's going to go through some questions now. We ask everyone the same questions and Bet Your Fet. And then we will lock in on our guesses. And once again, we'll gamble here internally. But also, you could win yourself some tickets on Saturday to Evanescence. All right, Allie, I'm setting the clock now. It's time for the rapid fire Bet Your Fet and go.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I'm a chorizo burrito, chorizo and egg and cheese burrito.
What type of underwear do you have on?
I have black on black Calvin Klein's.
Age you lost your virginity?
16.
What's your drink of choice?
Vodka.
What is your K-Rock band of choice?
System of a Down.
Name one thing currently in your fridge.
Carnitas.
And who on the show would you most like to sleep with?
You.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. You like the tortas.
All right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and lock in some guesses now. All right. We learned a lot about you in a short amount of time. This man, interesting, he said he lost his virginity at 16. It's also when his fetish started. So somehow...
To start off with a fetish?
But
that's
I think something probably happened psychologically. You know, while he was losing his virginity, now he's associated with something. And now it plays in, here we are 20 years later, and this guy's almost 40, and he's still got this thing kicking strong. All right, let's lock in guess. Any guesses right now out of the gate? Don't answer till we all lock in a guess. Jake, go ahead. What do you think his fetish is?
Well, only because that's the only thing I can think of that costs $2.50 is nail polish. So something with either hands or toenails, fingernails or toenails.
That's the only thing you can think of that costs $2.50.
It could be related to sexual stuff.
So what do you think the fetish is? He likes to paint fingernails and toenails?
And then have it on his, junk.
Oh, that's
so
the fetish?
So he likes to paint his junk in toenail polish?
No. He likes to have his junk touched with either toes or fingernails
painted.
Oh,
got it. Oh. Interesting. All right. The fact that you even guessed that and you know about that means you're into
it,
weirdo. Yeah, that's Jake's thing, apparently.
Great.
The only thing that springs to mind is toenail polish,
Jake,
penis
no
touching.
One would come up with that unless you're into it.
I
understand.
Jake, the amount of jumps you got to take to get from what he said to where you got to means you're into this, dude.
$2.50 means only one thing. He bathes in mayonnaise. Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Just put it on our shirt already.
Jesus, Jake. What a freak Jake is, huh? No wonder you're having these issues in your relationship. Are you telling everyone to paint up and touch you with their toes?
Up, dog.
Ugh.
Jake would be my number two on the show if I had to pick.
Wow.
He is a number two.
Yeah. All right, Allie, you got to guess. What's this guy fetish?
For $2.50, you can get a fountain soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he loads up on fountain soda
Oh, he likes to relieve himself?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Big, super,
you know about that, Ellie?
Super big gulp?
Yeah, I think he just loads up on as much fluid as possible from a fountain-free refill situation, and then that's
goes
what's
to
going
town.
Up. Yeah.
All right. Can't really go more specific than that over the radio.
Golden showers.
We got you. Well. Loud and clear. Thank you. Thanks for going more specific. Omar,
it's a number one.
What do you think this guy's fetish is?
I think it has to do it's some sort of food play. I think for $2.50 you could go get like a taco, and this guy had a chorizo and egg burrito this morning. He has carnitas.
Yeah.
So I think it's some sort of Mexican food thing. I think he's on his way to visit some sort of taco lady and get a taco and have sex with his taco.
Oh, with the taco.
Yeah.
Oh, at 16, he had sex with the taco.
Hey, when you're 16, you put it in anything.
Yeah, right, that's true.
That's a good point. Especially one of those ones right out the warmer. Probably feels nice.
Yeah, but if it's got salsa, isn't that kind of
painful? Well, you don't put the salsa on.
Well, that's true.
We can't let Vanessa know. She can't get the back room already knows.
What do you think it is?
I'm so torn because I think you guys are all caught up in the $2.50 part of it. I was not thinking about that part of it at all. He said he's not paying to do it. He does it with this one person, and he's done it with this. Is this the same person you've been doing it with since you were 16? Or
correct. Yep.
Wow.
I'm the only person I've ever been.
So, it's crazy to have a 20-year relationship with someone. They're not. It doesn't sound like they're married because he's driving to the person. Oh, you know what? I bet it is. I'm going to bet that. What else is $2.50?
Well, somebody's sending on text parking. Line a condom is $2.50 these days.
Yeah, but I bet you it is parking by a beach.
$2.50 will get you 15 minutes.
Yeah, totally.
That's enough.
And so he's taking someone there, and he probably lost his virginity on a beach. Not really much of a fetish. It's a weak-ass fetish, for
yeah,
sure.
If that's what it
but
is.
But if that's what it is. But it's at least not as weird as Jake's whole thing.
It's a lot of effort.
I think it's maybe not beach, but it's going somewhere, parking somewhere, and banging in the parking garage or a beach or something. Like, remember Vanessa banged in the parking garage with that chef?
This is Ariel.
I don't know.
No. So maybe people are into that sort of thing.
All right. Vanessa likes car sex. Jake's like nail polish sex.
All right, Greg, are any of us exactly right as to what's your fetish?
No, Omar was closest, but still not.
No. Omar was closest. Oh, Omar said he...
His guess was having sex with a taco. He's the closest?
All right. It's the moment of truth now. We've all got wagers in on this. You guys, what is your fetish?
I have to be careful about how I verbiage this, what vernacular I use, but I enjoy consuming gummy worms out of her while it is part of her menstrual.
Oh! Damn!
Yep.
How does that even come about in the bedroom? Yep.
At 16?
Well, that's when
I know,
started.
I thought it was just like missionary. We did it.
Yeah, fingernail polish doesn't seem so weird now.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. None of these seem weird.
Wait a minute. I got to clean this up. Hold on. You like to eat gummy worms out of a certain area?
Correct.
And it has to be during that time of the month.
It has to be.
Doesn't have to be, but that's when we do it the most.
Wow.
I mean, or actually, I can't say that. I think only maybe one time it has been.
This woman that you've now known for 20 years, you've been doing this little trick with, she's into it as well, or?
Yep.
She's into it.
And are you polishing off a whole bag, or how many?
Oh, yeah, I put the whole bag in there.
The whole bag at one time?
Yep. And I have to be hungry. I have to be ready to eat.
You don't have to be that hungry. Just eat some gummy.
You go gummy worms every time. You ever go cola bottles?
that's actually a great idea.
Or those like nerd ropes, the ones that are like really long.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll get a little crunch to it. Yeah.
Man. I mean, that is, I'll tell you.
You're giving me all kinds of ideas. Here's now.
I would like to believe when someone reveals their fetish, you hear someone, I would like to believe there's someone listening going like, oh man, finally someone gets me. I don't think anyone is going to be saying that right now.
Well, I don't know how many people can just discover this. I mean, you really, and both of you like it equally.
Correct. That's, it's definitely
for then
both
you're,
of us.
You're made for each other then.
And you're not, you guys are not married.
Not yet. Actually, we are, she doesn't know this yet, but I'm not proposing today, but I am going to be proposing to her.
With a ring pop?
So there are little details on that. I do actually, she's not listening right now.
I'm currently filling myself up like a pinata, and pull a ring out. Right.
I'm going to pull a ring out with my teeth. Yeah, there you go.
I would be cautious of that.
My grandparents did the same thing. That's crazy.
That's how it was done back then. It's like a Cracker Jack.
So you have a plan to propose to this woman that you've been doing this with for years, mm-hmm. by surprising her and pulling a ring out of there during one of your gummy worm sessions.
Correct. Yep.
Man, that's
and
way
I
more.
I'm putting the ring inside of a gummy, so that way there's no damage done. So that way it's very.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's damage done. It's all psychological at this point. Oh my God, this is horrifying. Is the first text
hey, let's
through?
Let's not judge. This man is having a great time, and his girlfriend equally loves it. What are the chances of that happening? Good for you.
Well, there goes my breakfast from 562.
You're welcome.
818. How big is her hoo ha? So just reading some of the text messages that are coming through right now.
Well, gummy worms can constrict. It's not.
Yeah. Listen, regardless.
Yeah. It's a whole pack.
Thanks for.
Family size or regular?
No, the regular size. Yeah.
Haribo? Are they Haribo?
Are they Haribo?
Yes, the Haribos. Yeah.
Haribos, mm-hmm. Of course.
Why aren't they capitalizing on this?
Is that what you say when you finish?
Yeah. Haribo. Well, this has been eye-opening to say the very least. And a lot of people asking how this came about. How did this get? You know what? Listen, there's a lot of questions.
It was very, very random.
Was it? What a shock! It didn't happen the way you'd think.
Right. So this just happened organically. You're saying?
Yeah, quite. Even though there was high fructose corn syrup, so it's not really organic. But
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I think that what you're saying is, I think you're telling the truth.
No, he's definitely.
Well, I can give you proof if you need.
No.
I think we need it.
So
Allie wants to know.
This has been a fascinating round of betcha.
So you're having a great night later tonight because she texted, "Hey,
oh yeah, I'm going to be sleeping on the Queen Mary tonight, doing that."
On the Queen Mary?
You're going to be doing that on the Queen Mary tonight.
Yes. Yep.
All those ghosts are going to be.
Oh, man.
Give me a shout out. I'll see you there.
Jeez.
They're like, please close us down.
Yeah. All right. Wow, what a fascinating phone call.
What's going on in this room?
I got to take a break and forget everything we just heard.
Haunted tour.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we learned a lot just now. Mostly that Jake is into some weird fingernail play.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Hang tight. Hey, we're going to send you to Evanescence on Saturday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, those tickets are yours. Yeah, we're impressed enough with your fetish. So, congratulations.
All right. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being you.
I am unapologetically new when I'm with her.
Do me a favor. We don't know you. We've never met before. But when you do propose doing this little maneuver, call us up and let us know what she said.
You know what? Really quick, I'll just make this as short as possible. So I was the guy that several months ago was talking about like the longest amount of time you've been celibate for.
Yes. Yes.
I'm the guy with the three kids, and like I'm at 4 years at this point. It's been a long time since I've seen her, but we're making things happen. So this is me breaking the celibacy, and I'm doing it all the right ways.
You're breaking a 4-year celibacy today.
Yep.
By doing this trick in the Queen Mary, and then you're going to propose marriage to her.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Man, and your kids have no idea. About any of this?
No, unless they're listening to the radio right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, my dad's the gummy worm vagina guy. All right.
That's my dad.
All right. Gotta take a break. Right. I was not expecting any of this.
Congrats in advance.
Hey, but good on you, and I'm glad you found it. It's just more proof that there's someone out there for everyone.
And even, when you find that person, don't let them go.
Yeah. And Jake's not allowed within 200 yards now of any manicure or pedicure place, we just found out. So we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more show notes.